This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with President of Chile, Gabriel Boric Fon, in New Delhi this afternoon. The visiting dignitary will also meet with President Draupadi Murmu, who will host a banquet in his honour. He is accompanied by a high-level delegation including ministers, members of parliament, business associations and prominent Chileans involved in the India-Chile Cultural Connect. President of Chile is on a five-day visit to India from today. This is Mr. Boric's first visit to India as president. Three more Indian Navy ships, INS Karmuk, INS Ghadial and LCU-S2 are en route to Yangon with over 500 tons of additional aid material to Myanmar under Operation Brahma. Another JAFC 130 aircraft is also expected to land directly in Mandalay today with over 15 tons of HADR. A report.
India's assistance and response under Operation Brahma is guided by policies like Neighbourhood First, Act East and Sagar, in addition to India's age-old ties with Myanmar. As first responder to natural disasters in the region, India has swiftly mobilized emergency assistance, a team of rescue and medical professionals, relief materials including food, water, tents, medicines and essential supplies to assist Myanmar and its people from 29th of March. Meanwhile, the death toll in last week's devastating 7.7 magnitude earthquake in Myanmar has crossed 2,000. With Chirag Jha's report, Aishwarya Rai Nigam, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma has strongly condemned the statement made by Bangladesh Interim Government Chief Advisor Mohammed Yunus, referring to the seven sister states of Northeast India as landlocked and positioning Bangladesh as their guardian of ocean access. He termed the remark as offensive and unacceptable. The Chief Minister emphasized the need to develop a more robust railway and road network both underneath and around the Chicken's Neck corridor. Additionally, he highlighted the importance of exploring alternative road routes connecting the northeast to mainland India, effectively bypassing the Chicken's Neck. The Unified Pension Scheme, UPS, for central government employees will come into effect today. The UPS has been introduced by the central government as an option under the National Pension System. The Pension Fund Regulatory and Development Authority, PFRDA, has recently notified regulations for operationalization of the UPS. Indian origin astronaut Sunita Williams has expressed her eagerness to contribute to India's space program, hoping to share her experiences and support the country's growing space ambitions. She made these remarks during a press conference yesterday, just days after returning to Earth from an extended mission aboard the International Space Station ISS. Recalling her awe-inspiring experience of viewing India from space, Williams described it in simple yet profound words: amazing. Just amazing.
India is amazing. Every time we went over the Himalayas, and I'll tell you, Butch got some incredible pictures of the Himalayas. It was just amazing. And you can see, like I've described it before, just like this ripple that happened, obviously, when the plates collided. And then as it flows down into India, it's many, many colors. I think when you come from the east going into like Gujarat and Mumbai, the fishing fleet that's off the coast there gives you a little bit of a beacon that here we come.
U.S. President Donald Trump has said that strike against Yemen's Houthi, this will continue until they are no longer a threat to U.S. shipping. In a social media post, the U.S. president said that the Iran-backed Houthi terrorists have been decimated by the relentless strikes over the past 2 weeks, and many of their fighters and leaders are no longer alive. India Meteorological Department has forecast heat wave conditions in isolated places over Saurashtra and Kutch today. Places over Assam, Meghalaya, Tripura and Gujarat state can experience hot and humid conditions. In IPL T20 cricket, Lucknow Super Giants will face Punjab Kings at Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Both teams have 2 points, with Lucknow in third place and Punjab in fifth. Earlier, Mumbai Indians defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 8 wickets at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. Mumbai comfortably chased down the target of 117 in 12.5 overs, reaching 121 runs with a loss of just 2 wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.